From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama today announced what he called one of the biggest relief efforts in history, a $100 million program for Haiti. He said several Coast Guard cutters are already there providing basic services after Tuesday's massive earthquake. Food, medicine, and other supplies are also arriving in the country. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Port-au-Prince, getting supplies and help to the some 3 million survivors who need them is proving very difficult.
Everywhere you go, you see crews pulling, at least trying to get to people. But it's very difficult, as you probably have seen from pictures on television and elsewhere. The rubble is so dense in so many of these buildings. We were at more than one building where we were told by bystanders that there were people alive inside the building, but they couldn't get to them. In fact, there was no effort being made to get to them because there's no heavy equipment around. People were standing around feeling powerless, that they couldn't do something to help the people that they knew were inside of the building. So that's another very frustrating part about it, knowing people are in there with time ticking away, but knowing that it looks very unlikely that help will get to them in time.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting from Haiti. The International Red Cross estimates 45,000 to 50,000 people were killed in the quake. On a rare positive note out of Haiti today, a Massachusetts college student who was doing relief work there has been found alive. Two faculty members and another student are still missing. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kathleen McNerney reports.
19-year-old Brittany Gangle of Rutland, Massachusetts, was one of 12 students from Lynn University doing volunteer work in Haiti this week. A rescue team paid for by the university found Gangle and three other students this morning. Her father says she was carried to a helicopter on a stretcher, but does not seem badly hurt. He says it's a miracle. Officials with Lynn University say Gangle and 10 other students that have been found so far are waiting at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti. They are expected to arrive in Florida tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen McNerney in Boston.
President Obama is urging Congress to pass a new tax on banks. He says it'll recoup the money taxpayers are owed for bailing out the financial system. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The tax, or what the White House is calling the financial crisis responsibility fee, would be levied on the 50 biggest banks, whether or not they've taken or paid back the TARP bailout money. Although the fee is designed to make taxpayers whole, the president's remarks made it clear the message was about something else as well. Bonuses.
My determination to achieve this goal is only heightened when I see reports of massive profits and obscene bonuses at some of the very firms who owe their continued existence to the American people.
The bank fee is expected to get a positive reception in Congress, where anger at Wall Street runs high, just as it does among the public. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
And on Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 29, the Nasdaq gained 8, the S&P was up 2. This is NPR. A couple of new economic reports are weaker than analysts expected. Retail sales were down 0.3% in December. Economists had expected a slight rise. And weekly jobless claims rose only slightly. On the positive side, businesses appear to be boosting inventories faster than economists had expected. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has that story.
Business inventories rose 0.4% in November. The numbers reported by the Commerce Department reflect a second consecutive monthly rise after more than a year of declines. The government also reported that total business sales rose 2% in November, the best performance in 2 years. With sales rising faster than inventories, the ratio of inventory to sales fell to pre-recession levels. That's a good economic sign and means businesses have stopped cutting back on their inventories and are once again beginning to restock their shelves. Economists expect businesses to continue rebuilding inventories in advance of rising demand. Still, the worry remains that high unemployment will temper consumer spending. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
House and Senate conferees negotiating health care overhaul legislation have overcome another major hurdle. Labor unions today agreed to a compromise on taxing high-cost, high-benefit health plans. The Senate had included a so-called Cadillac tax, but the House didn't because of opposition from organized labor. The compromise would raise the threshold for imposing the tax and makes exceptions for plans that disproportionately serve women, the elderly, and those in high-risk professions. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.